Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to really start turning your business into a legacy that you could look back on one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes to Irene Gutman and Tom Oss's podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. Here's our hosts now.
Hi, I'm Irene Gutman with Rockland Webb, a longtime colleague of Tom Ossa. I've been advising him for many years on strategies to grow his companies, and now I want to do it for you. Sign up for one of our free profit discovery sessions. We will look at 10 key areas of your business and uncover hidden or untapped revenue in just 60 minutes. I will find you a bare minimum of $20,000 in increased revenue, and most companies can discover much more over time. To learn more, call Rockland Webb at 845-877-7333 or visit rocklandwebb.com/profit. Bye for now.
Okay, it is Monday, January 8th, and I am excited about yet another announcement. And like I talked about in the past few podcasts, 2023 was challenging for so many reasons, I'm sure for you as well. But we worked our tuckuses off in order to develop new products and services, and now we can start announcing them. And one of the ones that I am most excited about is Rockland.ai. Now, this is not its own company or anything like that. We have decided internally that we're going to create a blog and educational series specifically around AI. Last year, AI pretty much, well, for lack of a better term, saved our company. We had several people that had to leave or were fired or we said goodbye to. And while we were bringing in new team members, we had to rely on platforms such as ChatGPT, such as Midjourney for imagery, Canva, and thank goodness that those things came down the pike right around the time that we needed them, because it definitely saved a whole heck of a lot of work. Also did a few presentations about it. For instance, in the Rockland Business Exchange, I teamed up with four really great people to deliver a presentation about AI. I was passionate about it, and I also think that there's a lot of well, let's just say misinformation. I hate to use that term because it's overused these days, but there's a lot of information out there that may not necessarily be applicable to us, the average Joe person that's looking to help to grow their business locally. You know, I'm in Rockland County here, and, you know, we're not looking to take over somewhere in Afghanistan. There's no need. It's like, you know, tri-state area, Hudson Valley, Rockland County, my own backyard, Stony Point. I'm sure you feel the same way for your retail business or for your service business, or maybe you have a delivery service or some sort of really cool product that you warehouse and you're trying to get into Whole Foods, or you got a local bar establishment. You're not worried about stuff that's happening on the other side of the world, not for your business at least. So that's the same thing with AI. Everybody in government right now, like, well, we have to talk about ethical standards and how are these things. Well, that's all well and good, and that is true. But for the purposes of the commercially available AI that is out there, readily available for you, the consumer, right now, to help to make your life a little bit easier, I say use the darn thing. And that's where Rockland AI is going to come into play. We're going to post information, educational materials, little by little, you know, not 8,000 things, but things that will help you to grow and develop your knowledge of AI. And I'll give you a good example. So back in, I think it was like June, July of 2023, I had a serious programming issue that I couldn't rely on anyone to help me with. Quite frankly, the day before, I ended up firing the programmer that was on our team at the time, because he was working on a website, and three times in a row, I mean, he literally caused the website to blow up. We had to do a data restore, yada, yada. And it was a little bit heartless, but, you know, I was nice about it. I says, listen, man, this is just not going to work out. You're fired. That being said, I think that you're a very capable programmer. I hope the next career move that you make is a good one. And I just ended it at that. Sometimes the best way, hire slow, fire fast. And that's what I stuck with. But afterwards, I was saddled with this problem. How the hell do I fix this website? And guess what? I turned to ChatGPT and I obviously gave it some parameters. I asked it some coding questions specific to the website that I was looking to fix. And literally within like about a half a minute, it came up with the exact CSS code that I needed to fix the front end of the site. And that's been the case all along. So that's the sort of thing I want to use and leverage for your purposes. I want to create these articles and educational components to help you. So check out rockland.ai. And we're just going to leave it on our Rockland Web website for now as a blog. But over the course of time, we'll create our own separate platform on it. You know, I like to start things nice and small. And in the way the Fibonacci sequence works is you kind of scale it out over time. Also, just as a reminder, if you're looking to get a free copy of my new book, 30 Days to a Better Brand, visit rocklandweb.com. I'm sorry, worksmartny.com. Sorry, sometimes I forget the websites. worksmartny.com/30-day-brand. And we'll give you a copy of 30 Days to a Better Brand for free. And I wish you a happy new year. I don't know if we could say that anymore. It's January 8th. But at least I hope you're having a good start to the year. And we'll see you soon for a few more episodes. Peace.